What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever been on the internet, Callum?
No, never.
So you don't know anything about internet lingo?
No.
Well, then you are just, you're actually slightly behind the feds. The FBI on this one. They have been on the internet.
Oh, God. I don't know where this is going, but I was going to tell you, maybe you've seen this image, maybe you haven't. There's an image of Hillary Clinton when she was like defense, whatever.
Yep, defense secretary.
Department of Homeland, whatever, who cares? She was in charge of that, Benghazi.
Yeah. No, and she was defense secretary. I'm sure she was.
Something like that. Anyway. And she there's a picture of her stood in front of a wall with an army guy in his uniform with a big board, and all that's on it is 4chan posts and him pointing at it. And like, I saw that image originally and thought this must be fake. And I found that, no, it was real. It was the defense looking into whether or not there was domestic terrorism. And there is actually a man stood in front of a 4chan board being like, yes, so what you see is he writes in green text. And what that means.
Well, that is exactly what the FBI have done. But before we explore just how much of an extremist you actually are, or at least I am. I mean, you've never used the internet. God bless
you.
No,
but like, nothing to do with such nut jobs.
But as much of an extremist as I am then, go to lussies.com and check out the original Based and Red-Pilled Empire, the Assyrians.
Did they also have the beauty of green text? Or
They did not need the beauty of green text. No. When I say Based and Red-Pilled, I'm using it like the FBI uses it to mean extreme terrorism. Well, that was what the Assyrians were. We've managed. We had to do sort of like a 4-part series on this because it just kept. There's so much to go through. Because the Assyrians had like a 1,000-year reign of terror over the entire Middle East, and it's a fascinating thing that the FBI definitely don't want to watch. Anyway, so Fox News informed us that apparently the Heritage Foundation used a Freedom of Information request. To expose FBI documents that include glossaries, showing that common internet slang has been flagged as an indication of, quote, involuntary celibate violent extremism or racially or ethnically motivated violent extremism.
So is...
Pepe's in trouble again, basically, what this is.
Yeah. Is Anita Sarkeesian advising them now?
Not to my knowledge,
because that's
actually
what that sounds like.
No mention of it. But yes, anyone who has used the terms based and red-pilled, welcome to the club, incel extremists.
We're all on the list.
I'm in my 8th year of marriage and I'm still an incel. 4 kids. People on the internet calling me incel.
How do you get out of it?
What, marriage?
No.
Usually by death.
Involuntary celibacy.
I don't know. If I'm an incel,
I think you have to become a Marxist and then never have sex again. I think that's...
They say... I love incel discourse on the internet. Because it's just like, okay, what, we're dunking on the virgins now, are we? Oh, look at you, virgin. It's like, really, what are we, 12? Like, when everyone was walking around school claiming, yeah, I had a massive orgy last night. No, you didn't. You're all virgins too, like 20 anyway. Shut up.
I do love the whole incel meme of like, we're against the world and the world's oppressing us has now actually come true, where the rest of the non-incel world is like, so how do we oppress them?
That's
keep
literally
them down, or they're going to kill us all. They're going to take our Stacies.
This is a part... Now I know you've been on the internet.
It's a typical female name. Officer. My wife's called Stacy, officer.
I love this so much, right? Part of the document specifically refers to incels, or those involuntary celibates. Again, just virgins. I love how virgins are the problem in society. Like, there's really nothing more important to talk about.
Well, I mean, the US lost in Afghanistan. We need to set our eyes on a smaller target, because we can't deal with
jihadism. Can we defeat the virgins in the internet?
Can't be Islam, but can we defeat literal virgins?
But the threat overview of the virgins in America describes them as possibly seeking to commit violence in support of their beliefs that society unjustly denies them sexual or romantic attention to which they believe they are entitled.
And
I'd like a girlfriend, please. Well, you're a terrorist. The assessment notes, while most incels do not engage in violence, some have been involved in at least 5 lethal attacks in the United States and Canada. Many of the terms mentioned in the FBI's list of incel terminology are either widely used across the internet or innocuous in nature. Do they have the same thing about transgender shootings?
All it takes is some.
Most transgenders aren't violent.
But they keep talking about killing everyone.
They do turn up at rallies with behead turf signs.
Yeah, roundhouse kick turfs.
Yeah.
Put turfs into the...
Kill the turf.
Yeah, they do a lot.
They do that.
Yeah. Copy-paste is their favorite.
Weirdly, though, not on the FBI's list of potential terrorists. One glossary term is red pill. I love how this is explaining it to normies.
Oh, it really is.
It's so... this.
So you see, man, he writes in green text, which means he's being unserious.
I mean, this was old hat 10 years ago, right? And now it's just like, yeah, well, are you red pilled, Callum?
I don't even know who 4chan is.
Have you not seen The Matrix? Which comes from the 1999 film The Matrix.
We need to oh, God. Come on.
And it's been used like,
there is everyone under the age of 90 now. Like, pretty much every 80 and 70 year old knows what this is.
That's only because you've used the internet. But it's been used as a metaphor for seeing hidden or politically incorrect truths about the modern world, particularly when it comes to politics or dating. The FBI lists a key term defines it as a belief shared by many online communities that society is corrupt and that the believer is a victim of this corruption. I don't know, society's going great. Don't know what you're talking about. The red pill. Thinking that everything's going brilliantly. Idiots.
We're fighting the Reds and we're America and we're great. That's how life is, isn't it?
Yep, everyone's taking the blue pill. Don't know what you're talking about, FBI. Society's never been better. People have never been happier. Anyway, the glossary defines the term Chad.
So you see, Madam Secretary, he posts the Wojak to insinuate that the FBI is weak. Whereas he posts himself as the Chad character.
You can see that he's wearing a mask that's smiling, but behind he's really crying.
I'm always dumbfounded about how bad the intelligence agencies are.
This gets better, right? So the term Chad is a, quote, race-specific term that is used to describe the idealized version of a male who is very successful at getting sexual and romantic attention from women.
Race-specific?
I had no idea.
Is it now?
It's all of a sudden. Which race? Which race are the Chads?
I mean, I want to know. I didn't know. Is a black supremacist symbol now?
I don't know. Dear FBI, Chad is not a race. It's not even a gender-specific term. It's not even a human-specific term.
No, it's Chad dogs.
Yeah, it's your Giga Chad everything these days. The list also includes the term looks-maxing, which is defined in the document as the process of self-improvement with the intent to become more attractive. Ah, yes. average terrorist. Boots. Terrorist haven.
Every beauty store is actually a
every advert for a beauty store is an ISIS recruitment video.
You know what's funny the other day though? I went into a beauty store because I needed to pick up some soap.
Because you needed to look smacks, yeah?
No, I just needed some soap. That's look smacks. I went past Tesco and ISIS and I was like, oh, I'll just get on the way home. So I go in the beauty store. Everyone in there was ugly.
I thought you were going to say everyone in there was armed.
No.
Everyone in there was strapped with bombs.
No, just genuinely. I looked around. All of the girls in the beauty store were ugly and I thought, that actually does make sense.
Well, at least it's performing its function.
Yeah.
They're all in there to looks max.
I mean, you
don't have to go on a school shooting.
You know, full of cars.
Well, yeah. There are many terms.
Not jokes, just.
There are many terms associated with self-pity rather than violence. Saying it's over to convey the hopelessness of being an incel. Oh, yeah, it's because the only people who say that is incels. Or referring to a height cell or a bald cell to define people of short stature and baldness, respectively. Fellow height cells, the struggle is real, but it can be overcome.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I know.
Should it be a hair cell, like you're missing hair?
Well, yes, but bald cell to imply
voluntary bald. Balding, right? Yeah.
But, you know.
What do I know? I don't go on the internet.
Exactly. You've no idea. Hmm. You know, but the height cells, the struggle is real. You know, you can overcome, though. And I say this from my position of average height privilege.
We've seen Macron and his big shoes, or Tom Cruise and his big shoes.
And look how successful they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The downfall was marrying a really tall wife for both of them.
Yeah.
That's pretty stupid.
Why did Macron marry his grandmother? Anyway, the FBI list for terms associated with racially or ethnically motivated violent extremism, which is handily abbreviated as RMVE.
Are they about to tell us that Pepe is similar?
No. Pepe doesn't get mentioned, actually. Has a mix of extreme terms and innocuous ones. Red pill also appears on the list, but with a different description. In the context of RMVE ideology, it's no yuck McGur, is it? Racially or ethnically motivated violent extremism. RMVE.
So, what,
yeah. It's no, BAME was much better. But anyway, right? In the context of this ideology, as in, I love that being a memester on the internet is an ideology. Taking the red pill or becoming red-pilled indicates the adoption of racist, anti-Semitic, or fascist beliefs. So when Ivanka Trump was like, I've taken the red pill. Which seems to give the racist, anti-Semite, fascists on the internet an awful lot of cultural capital. Because I see literally tens of thousands of people every day in my Twitter mentions posting things like, red pill.
Their entire Twitter accounts are just called like a red pill something.
Yeah. And they've got like, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers. And this is across multiple different platforms, probably millions of people in this sort of internet milieu who turn out to be a bunch of Nazis.
So it's about half of the American population are actually terrorists, according to the FBI.
Well, you know, only some of those people are terrorists. I don't actually think that that's what it means. Have you ever been called based, Callum?
Based on what?
Exactly. Based on reality. Based is defined by the... Based on racism, obviously.
So, Madam Secretary, this one is calling the other one based. That's because he's based on racism.
Based on anti-Semitic fascist beliefs. Would you? Based is defined by the FBI to refer to someone
who... Hang on. I say something...
I wasn't joking, right? I wasn't... Go on.
But I say... I don't know, no more Israel. And you go, haha, based on anti-Semitism.
Yes.
Is that how they think these people are interacting?
I assume that's what they mean.
Oh, God.
Because they literally say, based is a word that is used to refer to someone who has been converted to a racist ideology.
Okay. I'm racist against women.
Yes. Or you're racist against men who pretend to be women.
Yeah.
If you say trans women aren't women... And someone says based, they go, ah, a fellow racist.
Didn't realize it was a racial group. Should go to my homeland somewhere.
Well, I didn't realize Chads were either.
Where's the Chad no stay, huh?
Yeah, well, there is actually a country called Chad.
Yeah. So- yeah, that works. Transnistria, that too. So.
Yeah.
And Transylvania.
Yeah. Transylvania, definitely a transil state. In regular parlance, based is a context specific word coined by rapper Little B. That can mean as
what?
No, I don't know.
What?
I've no idea.
Where the hell did they come up with that?
Well, that's what Fox News think. The word based was coined by a black rapper, right?
Yeah, of course it was.
Which is why it means that you've converted to a racist ideology.
Yeah, all the racists listen to gangster rap.
Well, they no. This is according to Know Your Meme. They're genuinely quite reliable on this, actually.
I really think they might have missed the mark on that one, but okay.
Maybe. But according to Know Your Meme, based means something that is agreeable, cool, or anti-woke, which is a lot more accurate, actually.
Sounds more reasonable.
Based means being a Nazi. No FBI.
I can see why they stand out at the Capitol stormings
they
now.
They literally glow. Yeah. But the list also includes the term LARPing. Ever LARPed, Callum?
I don't do... Why is that?
It's pretending... it means live-action role-playing.
So the FBI do that a lot?
They do that, actually. The FBI are constantly LARPing. It's
90% of their job, really.
Yep. In a political context, the term can be used for people with an impractical or improbable political vision, such as imagining a monarchist future for the United States. So it's over for Yankee King cells, basically.
The FBI is coming for you.
Yeah, It's just over. You're not going to get a Yankee King. So you're LARPing as a monarchist in America.
The FBI have declared it. Monarchism
actually, that was Fox News that declared that. The FBI uses the term to, quote, They say it derides individuals accused of not being as extreme or in possession of the skills or other valued characteristics as they claim to have. It's just not living the authentic life they wish they were. Yes, that does mean that the FBI is LARPing as an intelligence agency.
I was going to say. People get paid. I mean, I'm sorry, but like every time I just look at this, I think you get paid.
A lot of money.
You get paid at all, frankly.
It's not just they get paid. They also have a sort of special set of privileges and protections that the regular person doesn't have. We're never going to be retarded on the internet.
But the thing is, they could be retarded on the internet writing this.
Yeah.
And that's a privileged position, in fact.
That's protected by the US government.
There's some guy sat at his desk with a cigar being like, I work hard for the FBI.
We can't tell people who works for the FBI because that might blow their cover on the internet. As they're LARPing.
If you raided the FBI, how many terminals would be on 4chan?
Well, I imagine a lot of them, actually. But when asked, the FBI declined to comment.
Jenny's get out re. That's what they wrote back.
FBI confirmed Soy Cox.
What anyway. Do you know? You've never been on the internet either.
Yeah, it's my first day too. That's why I had to consult the FBI on it. That wasn't very interesting. Like, not very much to that. I just thought it was really funny.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this episode, and whether UFOs are possible. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you, and goodbye.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.